number 21-2191, CoolTVNetwork.com, Incorporated, against Blackboard, Incorporated. Ms. Addy, I thought I recognized you, Ms. Addy. Proceed.
Thank you. Good morning, Your Honors. This is a claim construction case involving indefiniteness of two limitations, and I'd like to focus on those limitations, but of course I'm happy to answer any other questions you may have. The district court erred in holding that the specification failed to disclose an algorithm. This case presents an opportunity for the court to provide some guidance on the difference between identifying algorithmic support in the specification under 112.6 and performing a separate enablement analysis under 112.2. 112.6 software cases, algorithms need only disclose adequate defining structure to render the bounds of the claims understandable. Whether that disclosure would enable one of skill in the art to use the invention is not at issue. Here, Your Honor, both parties point to the same structure or steps in the specification, but the dispute is really about whether that structure includes an algorithm. Turning to means for performing, the district court found that the function of this limitation was performing at least one of a plurality of predetermined functions executed with the selection of each particular hotspot. However, the district court then erred because the court found that nothing in the specification discloses an algorithm for how to perform the function. That's not the proper question. The question should be whether the patent discloses structure that is used to perform the claimed function. The structure that satisfies this function of performing at least one of a plurality of predetermined functions can be found in the embodiments described in the spec and exemplified in figures 1C and 2B. So looking at the specification, and first, at Appendix 25, Column 6, 4 through 17, the system first reads a hotspot data file. And the patent defines that a hotspot data file is a file that provides specific tags that identify a predetermined function and other information like timestamps on the video. Once it reads the hotspot data file, then the system opens information relevant to the hotspot referenced item.
Can that function be performed by a number of different algorithms?
The means for performing function.
Yes.
Yes, Your Honor. I believe the claim says the means for performing at least one of, and there are in one of the figures, figure 2B, there are four different ways to do it. And in figure 1C, there are four different ways, and they are a little bit different. So yeah, there's several ways to perform at least one predetermined function.
But if we just pick one, because the claim was construed as requiring only one, if we just pick one, I assume that there are any number of different ways in which to do that.
Yes, Your Honor. And one example might be to look at, for example, shop mode. And the shop mode says that once you're in the shop mode, the predetermined function is to add an item to the shopping cart.
Well, let's just focus on that, to add an item to a shopping cart. I assume that that there are dozens of different pieces of software that would perform that function.
That's correct. And also,
but then isn't the specification then lacking in identifying even one?
The specification identifies the, let me back up. The means plus function limitation is a means for performing a one of a predetermined function. And the means for performing one of a predetermined function talks about identifying with the hotspot data file, and then, for example, in the shop mode, which can have different functions, adding an item to the shopping cart. Now, the specification doesn't have to disclose all the ways you can add an item to the shopping cart, and in fact, that would be an enablement discussion about whether one of ordinary skill in the art would know how to do that, but even more so, because the mode is shop mode, and the predetermined function is adding an item to the shopping cart, you could also be in shop mode doing other functions as well. So it doesn't claim all of the functions that are the predetermined functions. There are many ways to be in shop mode and, as the claim says, place an item in the shopping cart. And I believe, to answer your question, which is, do we have to specifically describe the code for adding an item to a shopping cart? No. We have to set forth an algorithm that one of skill would recognize corresponds to the claim. And here, the claim uses the same language, shop mode, and the claim and the algorithm, at least, is a two-step algorithm, or sometimes three, depending on what mode is the predetermined mode. So, for example, the specification is clear that it identifies the hotspot data file as one step. It accesses it. It performs specific tasks. That's another step based on what the predetermined mode is. And then once it does that, it moves to the predetermined. It's able to perform the function, which is the predetermined function that's claimed.
The concern I have is we do have a body of case law that talks about how it's inappropriate to just point to, say, a black box in your disclosure, in your specification, and declare that as being your corresponding structure, i.e. your algorithm for performing a recited function. And that is because to do that would essentially permit purely functional claiming, and when it comes to means plus function limitations, you are required to provide some kind of structure to bound and give some definite boundaries to the structures that you are limiting yourself to. And when I do look at figure 2B, it seems like the structure that you have for performing any and all of these different modes, shop mode, entertain mode, bid mode, link mode, it's the applet. The applet is adding an item to a shopping cart. The applet is opening up some entertainment media. The applet is, you know, running some bid. And in the reply below, it made it very clear that the applet is the mechanism for performing all these functions. And the problem with the word applet is it's so generic that it's essentially a stand-in word, or this is the concern, that it's nothing more than a stand-in word for any and all software that can get you these desired functions. And so that's the concern with how I'm looking at this patent and how it might fit in with our case law. Can you tell me what's wrong with that thinking when it appears, as you said below to the district court, that the so-called quote-unquote applet with nothing more is the mechanism for performing all of these recited functions?
First, Your Honor, if you look at the disclosure, and I believe it's column 6 starting at line 4, the disclosure says that you have to have a hotspot data file as part of the steps for performing this function. And the hotspot data file provides specific information. So you don't have a one-step black box algorithm here. You have at least a two-step and maybe a three-step, depending on the function that's being performed. Now, when you get into the black box line of cases, I think what's important to note here is that algorithms are different. Finding algorithms in a 112.6 analysis on software is different from determining whether the claim language is enabled. And finding algorithms, you look and see if there's an algorithm, and here there is a two or three step algorithm for that specific predetermined function. The patent shows several different steps once you do other functions, and it shows other steps getting into that function. But you do have a two or three step algorithm for that specific function. That should satisfy the means plus function requirement under Aristocrat or All Voice because this, it's just identifying this, that there is an algorithm and that that algorithm is tied back to the claim. The concern here is the never-ending, how do you do this? How do you do this? How do you do this? And you could do that question forever. And I
think for a piece of software, it seems to me you can describe the piece of software in terms of the function that it accomplishes or the mechanism by which it accomplishes that function. In other words, the steps, the specific software steps. And I think what the district court concluded was that when looking for structure in the specification, all the applicant or all the patentee has done is simply refer to the flowcharts that describe the function without describing how it's done. In other words, without describing the structural steps. And it seems to me that that's missing.
And the case law working with softwares and algorithms in 112.6 says that you identify the algorithm that and its correspondence to the claim. But in addition to identifying figures 1C and figure 2B, which talk about different ways to perform these functions, the specification also describes performing these functions.
Yeah, but again, it's, you know, the claim is written as a description of the function, and the specification recites that function. But where's the structure? Where is the algorithm that performs that function?
The algorithm that performs that function is the algorithm set forth. And when you're doing this type of analysis,
the algorithm that performs the function is the statement that an algorithm performs the function?
No, Your Honor. The algorithm is accessing the specific hotspot data file and looking to see what specific information is related to this specific predetermined function, then making a decision based on that predetermined function.
Yeah, but where is there a description of how that is done?
There doesn't have to be a description in a means plus function analysis. Also, you know, you're worried about the appellate. The appellate is one embodiment. I think they talk about another embodiment in 1C, but the district judge, the magistrate, decided this case based on the intrinsic record alone. She did not consult, well, she says her decision is in accord with Apelli's expert. However, Apelli's expert disclosed the same structure, and he claimed it's not an algorithm, but she didn't analyze whether that was sufficient. She just said, I can base my decision on the intrinsic record. And the question here on a 112.6 is, does the intrinsic record disclose an algorithm that supports the claim? And it most certainly does. An algorithm can be a simple one-step or two-step analysis. We're not avoiding a more detailed analysis here. A more detailed analysis comes under other sections of 112.
Well,
and the question there
is, I understand it, part of the problem below in front of the magistrate judge was that she didn't feel like she was getting much help from the plaintiff's counsel in terms of identifying that structure, right? There was the claim chart, which cited in a massive string cite to all kinds of parts of the disclosure. I mean, there was then the opening brief that did a string cite, but then didn't explain the contents of the string cite. And then there was the reply section, which talked about the applet as the mechanism. Was there something before the magistrate that specifically identified these hotspot tags that you're talking about?
Yes, Your Honor, there was. First, let me find it. Apelles specifically cited to these hotspot tags. They cited to these tags in their Markman brief at 637. The opponent's expert cited it at 771. However,
I guess I'm talking about whether your side cited to them as part of the corresponding structure for performing any or all of these modes.
Your Honor, we did. I believe we cited to them in that citation that you referenced at Appendix 636. We didn't go into detail about them in our opening brief on claim construction, but that is the nature of this briefing, Your Honor. They have the burden to prove indefiniteness. And so once they set forth their indefinite case, which for the first time was in their response brief, then the Cool TV attempted to address that. Now, in their indefiniteness case, Your Honors, they go into great detail about this structure and the structure that and the steps that are disclosed in the specification. So we were entitled to address that. And then when the magistrate made an R&R, she said there was no algorithm and there was no, so at that point we are entitled to address defendants, appellees, arguments that have to do with all of the same structure. So the parties are citing the same structure. The question is whether your precedent says that that structure is an algorithm and whether under a 112.6 analysis that algorithm has to take the separate step and continue to answer why. I'm sorry, I see I'm in my rebuttal time.
Okay. Thank you. Ms. Keefe.
Thank you, Your Honor. Trying to figure out how to use that mask. I apologize. May it please the court. I think the larger problem here is that by stating that the algorithm is now access data file and then do the steps in the flowchart, all we're doing is repeating the functionality. The function that was found by the court below for the means for performing step was to perform at least one of a plurality of predetermined functions executed with the selection of each hotspot. We know from appellant's own briefing at page 15 of the blue brief that they call each of those predetermined functions the things that are done within the different modes. On pages 17 and 18 of the same blue brief, when they list out what the function is that has to be performed in each mode, they list shop mode on the left, for example, and then they list what they claim to be the algorithm on the right. But the problem is shop mode has been defined in this case and is not appealed here. The definition of a shop mode is a mode that allows for something to be placed into a cart. They then say the algorithm is access a data file, but it doesn't tell you how to access that file or how to figure out what in that file you need to get.
But that they're not claiming novelty for their mechanism for performing that.
I agree, Your Honor. But the second part of their algorithm, I'm saying the first step is not an algorithm because even if the first step just says access some information, the second step then says perform the function. And so the function of the predetermined function in the claim for shop mode is put something in a cart. If you look at page 17, they claim their algorithm is access information and put something in a cart. So we are merely repeating the functional language of what the function is supposed to be doing.
Well, let me ask you this. In the context of software and algorithms, every piece of software is nothing more than a collection of code. It's just arranged to perform a function.
Understood.
So in a way, it's not like a piece of, a mechanism of some sort. That is, a gear connected to a spindle connected to some. It's every piece of software is just an arrangement of codes. And there's certainly no requirement in any of our precedent that to support a means plus function recitation of a piece of software, you have to recite the code. But, and I assume you would agree with me that it would be enough to say, you know, means for doing this, that, and the other, and then in the specification, it shows different blocks, and each block is described as a first block containing a piece of software with codes arranged so that an input signal is processed and distributed as an output signal. I mean, that would be certainly a description of the structure represented by that piece of software. So why is it necessary to go through all of that, all of those words when you can basically say, in effect, just repeat the function and say this, the structure for supporting this means plus function clause is simply a piece of software which is programmed to perform this function.
But that's exactly the problem, Your Honor. So 112.6 is supposed to be a shortcut. And it's a shortcut that enables you to simply say means for performing the shop mode. Your quid pro quo for using means plus function is you don't get every way that the shop mode could be accomplished. You don't get every way that you can put something into a cart. You have to list the steps that you claim for putting something into a shopping cart.
The specific way.
The specific way.
The specific program.
The specific. It doesn't have to be the code itself. It doesn't have to be the ones and zeros. But you would have to say, for example, in order to put something into a cart, you first grab it using a pointer and you drag it over into the cart. Because there are so many different ways that information could be added into a cart. That was one of Your Honor's questions in the beginning. Because there are so many different ways that something could be put into a cart, simply claiming the function of putting something into a cart includes putting something into a cart, you're back in the land of, I get every way of doing it, even though I've never actually disclosed anything. And that is the quid pro quo that's required for 112 paragraph 6 claiming. This case is very close to the AUGME case in which there were means recited for, I believe it's processing, let me get the exact language. In AUGME, the means were for assembling readable code modules. Just like in this case, they pointed to figure 5, a figure in their patent, and that figure simply had a box saying provide the response and assemble the code module. Just like here where it simply says put an applet, sorry, put something in the cart using an applet. In other words, just do it. So this case is just like AUGME where it was found indefinite to have basically a black box that says do what the functionality that is claimed is supposed to do. And that's all we have in figure 2C. You simply have, once you have the information, once you have the right information, although we don't still tell you how to do that, then you just perform the function. Put something in the cart. Same thing is true for bid. Same thing is true for all of the other modes because we have the definition that bid mode requires allowing something to be bid on, etc. And that's the exact same language that's in the specification and in the box at figure 2C. Multiple ways of doing those things, but none are specifically pointed out in the specification. Therefore, the quid pro quo has not been met.
Are you saying that the code needs to be included in the disclosure?
No, Your Honor.
If, in fact, such as whatever it is, putting it in the shopping cart, is just so standard throughout that can be performed in any of many different ways, none of which has anything to do with the overall sequence of steps, which is presumably the novelty of this description.
Well, but again, Your Honor, it doesn't have to necessarily go specifically to the novelty. The whole point is you have to tell the reader of ordinary skill in the art how to do the thing that you're claiming is means plus function.
The only way you can tell them how to do it is to provide the an example of the code that does it.
Again, no, you do not have to you do not have to include the code. For example, if they had had a flow diagram that said, in order to put something into a cart, you first highlight it with a pointer and then you drag it into the cart, we would know that that was the way of putting something into a cart that they were claiming.
You're saying you draw a box around the words and that would satisfy it?
Potentially, Your Honor, yes. And that's exactly what they said in AGME. For example, the very notion that all AGME said was assemble the code module, that was what was in Figure 5. That's exact. That was the functional thing that had to happen, was assembling the code module.
That's what they say in their specification. They just, again, didn't draw a box around it with arrows.
But they didn't do anything, Your Honor. Everywhere in the specification, when shop mode is discussed, all it says is put an item in a cart. It never says anything more than that. But the function that has to be performed by this means plus function analysis is put something in a cart. So what we have is everything that the case law tells us, Aristocrat, Blackboard, that you cannot do. You cannot merely repeat the functionality and say, do it. Because you're not doing the quid pro quo of telling people what it is that you're carving out as your means for performing.
If that's hypothetically, the function recited in the means plus function claim is actually enough to be regarded as structure itself or a legitimate algorithm, then wouldn't that take the claim limitation out of 112F? It would no longer be a means plus function limitation.
Theoretically, Your Honor, if there were adequate structure to do that, I could see a case in which that would happen. And then, even though it said it was a means clause, it wouldn't be means plus function. But here, everyone agrees that these are means plus function terms subject to means plus function requiring an algorithm. And there is no structure in put something in a cart when the function is to put something into a cart. We also have an absolute dearth of evidence that there were simple, ordinary, well-known ways of doing such a thing. In fact, the only evidence in the record is the expert declaration from Apelles that said when he scoured the record, he couldn't understand how to perform all of the functions because it simply repeated the functional language itself. And so we're back in a tautology, which is because I said perform a function, I didn't tell you what the function was. We have to then look, well, how do we know what that function is? We know because it's not just any function, it's the predetermined function. The claim tells us that the predetermined function is understood by virtue of which mode is selected. We have the definitions of the modes that tell us, therefore, what the predetermined function is. That's what is in the blue brief at pages 15, 17, and 18. So in order for the algorithm to be complete, there has to be structure for putting something into a cart when you're in shop mode, and that doesn't exist.
What would that structure consist of?
For example, there could have been a flow diagram that explained what one had to do in order to put something into a cart. Doesn't have to be the code. It can be a flow diagram, or it even could be prose. And the prose could have said something along the lines of highlight the material and drag it to the cart.
So instead of one box, two boxes would do it?
Potentially. I don't know what they were going to put in the second box, but you definitely had to give some structure for accomplishing the function of adding something to a cart. Without that, we have no way of knowing how these claims are constrained and the quid pro quo has not been met. Instead, it just says, get some information and do the function. And that then allows them to claim every way of doing it, which is exactly what means plus function is not supposed to do. You're not supposed to get every way of doing something. You're only supposed to get the ways of doing something that are specifically disclosed in the specification. And
so,
here,
so I'm looking at the specification.
Yes.
Figures 2A, 2B, and so on.
Yes.
What is, are you going to see, what is missing from these diagrams?
So, for example, as Your Honor follows the flow diagram down in 2A, sorry, in 2B, what you see is solely that you have information, and if I'm looking, for example, at 238, did the user click in the hotspot? Is the applet in shop mode? So now we know we're in shop mode. The next box simply says the applet adds the item specified by the custom defined object to the shopping cart. The specification tells us That is the function of being in shop mode. So now, to perform the predetermined function of shop mode, it says perform putting something into a cart. What they would have had to have done, Your Honor, is to have something either after or during this box that said, how do you put something into a cart? Not simply that something gets put in, because putting it in is the function that needs to be performed.
You say how, but you say it doesn't need the algorithm.
It doesn't have to have, it has to have an algorithm, Your Honor, but it doesn't have to have the code. It doesn't specifically have to have the JavaScript. It doesn't have to have the ones and zeros, but it does have to give you a recipe, the algorithm of how to do it. In other words,
how detailed does that recipe need to be?
It needs to be detailed enough that someone understands the steps to perform the function. So here, something as simple perhaps, and again, this is all completely hypothetical, but something perhaps as simple as highlight the item to be purchased, double click on it so that it goes into the cart, might have been enough. But they never did anything like that. They just said the function is put it in a cart, and the structure is put it in a cart. There is no how.
I mean, this specification is directed to a person of skill in the art. And if a person of skill in the art would look at this box 242, where it says the applet adds the item specified by the custom defined object to the user's shopping cart, if a person of ordinary skill in the art would say, fine, I know exactly what that is, that one step is enough. That tells me I go and I look for the custom defined object and I put it in the shopping cart.
Absolutely not, Your Honor. The function media versus Google case and Aristocrat itself specifically tell us that you can't simply say, if one of ordinary skill in the art would recognize, that's easy, I can do it, that's not enough. Because again, you're not constraining yourself to what you've disclosed. You're saying, I can have any method that anyone skilled in the art could do.
Yeah.
That's 112.2 enablement.
I'm not talking about enablement. I'm talking about a disclosure. And I'm saying that if a person of skill in the art recognizes box 242 as the piece of software that performs that function, isn't that enough?
No, it's not. Because again, it's not telling you how to do it. The function is to put something into the cart. And all the specification and that box say is put something in the cart. They don't tell you how to do it. They don't carve out from all of the different ways of putting something into a cart how that would happen. And that's true for all of the different modes.
Hard to draw a line.
I don't think so, Your Honor, not here, because it's very clear that all they're doing is repeating the very functionality that is required by those predetermined functions, by those definitions in the modes. And if all you're saying is do what the mode says to do and you don't say any more, that violates 112.6. And you cannot use, but someone would understand it. That's in the function media versus Google case, and again in Aristocrat at 1337, where those plaintiffs had tried to say, but people know how to craft, you know, something that would store something or that would do the processing. Mm-hmm. I see I'm out of time. I appreciate Your Honors very much.
Any more questions? Okay. Good. Thank you, counsel.
Thank you, Your Honor. Your Honor, we're here asking how. And that is an enablement. That is another word for unending disclosure. That is the slippery slope that we're worried about. Counsel admitted that there are at least two steps in this algorithm. Read the data and put it in, example, a shopping cart or one of the other predetermined functions. Two steps are enough according to our case law. And I want to return for a minute to Applet, because the Applet is the software that performs the structure. It's not the structure itself, but it's the software that performs the structure. And that's important because, Your Honor, the expert, their expert, testified that applets were known at 261 to 262 of the record. And in addition, our prosecution reflects an affidavit from a programmer where that programmer said that based on this information, he would know how to he would know how to program this invention. And that's at 498 of the record. So I believe this represents a good case because the court need only decide if there's an algorithm and hopefully resolve some of the areas where the lower courts may need guidance on when do you stop asking the unending question, how? And I believe you shouldn't ask the question how on 112.6.
Any questions for counsel? Thank you.
Thank you,
Your Honor. Thanks to both counsel. The case is taken under submission.